Good morning. Welcome to the Geyer Cook Report episode for February the 21st. It's SEO Tips Tuesday. Welcome to the people in the chat. Welcome to the people that are online listening and on YouTube. If you give us a subscribe, somebody someplace appreciates that. All the best to my co-host Kelvin, who's still out sick, and hopefully he'll get over that bug of the what he's calling the man flu quite quickly. This morning on SEO Tips Tuesday, we're going to discuss SEO tips for bloggers. So who isn't a blogger these days? Not very many people. Most everyone I know has one of some sort. It'll help you to do the things that you can do yourself. You don't have to hire this done. And so let's get to it. The first item on the agenda is title the post properly. It's very important if you have a good title or a bad title. If you're talking about beach bag essentials for celebrating summer, that's a much better title than celebrate summer with this in your bag. Okay? So it's there in the show notes and you get to them as always if you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, and I say that so I can put that little graphic in there for the benefit of the YouTube viewers. And so moving along. Remember that your content is important. When you're writing the article, the post, make sure your content adds meat to the bone. Include popular search terms in your post that you've found out from your long-tailed keyword searches, and organize it with that in mind. That this article, like for instance, today's SEO tips, because it'll be in the category SEO tips, it'll link to other like-minded posts of that same topic. And because you want to make sure that your articles are reader-friendly, be sure that you have a reading level, and you can find out about reading levels. Just Google it, and there's a machine code that will measure the worth of your written post and decide if it's too wordy or not too wordy. And use text instead of images. I talked with the Fraser Ramsey from Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean over in Edinburgh, Scotland, about using a text representation for his brand, for his company, instead of just the image, because search engines can't read images. So if you put up a great image that says free pizza, no one will know if they go to the search engines. They'll only see it on the site. And when you put an image in the content, don't give it the gobbledygook bunch of letters and numbers name that your image generator gives it. Call it a picture of free pizza coupon or whatever it's supposed to represent and put it in there, because the alt text that you have on the image is important. If you don't know what alt text is, ask a web guy, no pun intended, a web person, what's that done? What's it going to do? Link the older posts that you've got on the same topic and make those links interstitial, like you've seen many times. You also might like these posts about SEO, go here. And last, and this is probably the most important, don't stuff keywords. If there's one thing that annoys the Google spiders, it's keyword stuffing, where you take and put in the same word over and over and over and over. It's basically don't overload it with those keywords, because they'll label you as a spammer if you do, and that'll rank your post negatively. Once again, I implore you to become a patron of the Geyer Cook Report on Podbean. There's a link there in the show notes that you get to, as always, thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. And when you go to those show notes, if you're starting a project, starting a plan, check out the planning session guide to make your landing page perform a little bit better. Big thanks to all the patrons, and appreciate it. Couldn't do this without you. We have to pay the bills, and that's part of helping to do that. We thank you very much for that. Thanks to Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic, as we say every show. She's got an event coming up in March, and if you go to basicblogtips.com, it'll tell you. The lady has become famous, okay? the Friends Just Chatting Facebook group. We'll put their image up there so you'll know that you found them. That's the header image you'll see on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. They're usually online on Aperion.com. Give that a go. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. If you are, invite you to become a subscriber. Check us out on iTunes, on Speaker. Be sure to look at the Geyer Cook evaluation questions. You can sign up to see this live broadcast by joining the channel with that little icon right there for firetalk.com. Appreciate their efforts. And that's the bottom of the page, so I guess I'll say those three words that I say at the end of every show. Don't you know them? It's a wrap.